It's the whole Hanhola. It's really a pleasure. It's a big schus to be back here. I'm very grateful for Kavinikov, to be Ariel, for inviting me back. I say back, I was here for 10 years, Baruch Hashem. Wonderful, wonderful years. And I just want to express my karsa tov, Rabbi Shmulevitz, and the entire yeshiva for such wonderful years of growth here. When Rabbi Kavinikov asked me for a title for the shir, so I said to him, can we just keep it open? Just like an open title, because now once you give yourself a title, then you're kind of forced to speak on that topic. So he said to me, okay, how about injecting sweetness into the month of Mar Cheshvan? So I said, okay. And it was actually pretty basheret, because I was kind of going back in my mind between whether to give Shir A or Shir B. So the fact that he made that suggestion was really machriya b'neihem. So along the lines of this concept of injecting sweetness into the month of Mar Cheshvan, so a little background. For those of you who don't know me, so then I'm going to let you know in advance that I'd like to speak a little bit, not so much in Shas and Poskim. It's really more Pnimius, some Chassidus, a little bit of that. I know the older Chavir here, they know that. They're ready, they expect that. Just a warning. The Zohar says that the 12 months of the year correspond to 12 different Tzirufei Havaya. What does that mean, Tzirufei Havaya? You could spell the Shem Havaya in 12 ways. Really 13 ways. Yudke Vavke, of course, is the conventional way, but every different siruf of those letters is also considered to be a Shem Kadosh. Each one of the months of the year correspond to a different siruf, and the Arizal came along and he gave attached months to the different siruf in which the Zohar mentions, which correspond to the months. So for example, Chodesh Nisan represents the Shem Havaya, which is spelled as it is, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that corresponds to a pasuk which we're all familiar with, which is Rashi Tevos, Yismchu Hashamayim V'Sagel Ha'aretz. If you can see that in your mind's eye, eyes mine, whatever it is, Yismchu Hashamayim V'Sagel Ha'aretz. So that's a Yud Kei Vav Kei in the Rashi Tevos. So what's the implication of Yismchu Hashamayim V'Sagel Ha'aretz? I think we can understand the fact that the Mishkan was made in Nisan, the dedication of the Mishkan, that Yichud between Shamayim and Aretz, and every single month has its own Siruf Hashem, and that corresponds to a certain revelation of that month. So the month of Cheshvan has a very interesting Siruf. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kisavo, Hashkifa mima'on katshacha min ha-shamayim, that we ask that Hashem should look down, this is in the Vidui, right after the Vidui, Hashem should look down from Shamayim, uvarech esamcha es Yisrael, vesva adama shenasata lanu kashen nishpata daviseinu, Eretz Zavas Chav Ludbash. That Hashem shall look down for Shemaim and Klal Yisrael and remember the land and give us the land which He swore to our forefathers. Eretz Zavas Chav Ludbash. And the next pasuk says, Hayoyim Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Metzavcha La'asayis Kol HaChukim Vesa Mishpatim. So the Rizal, based on the Zohar Kaddish, makes a very interesting tziruf here. That if you can see again, if you can see with your mind, Udvash Hayoyim Hazeh, then the Yod of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Udvash is a Vav, Hayoyim is a Hey, Hazeh is a Hey, and then the Yud Kei Vav Kei, that Yod is a Yod. So the Rashi Tevas of the end of this Pasuk, merging with the beginning of the Pasuk, Udvash Hayoyim Hazeh, then the Yod of Havaya spells the Tziruf of Hashem, Vav, Hey, then a Hey, then a Yod. Those who daven with Nusach Sfar, you're probably familiar with this, even if you use an art school siddur, because in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, when you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechadish Yisrael V'Azmanim, Mechadish Yisrael V'Azmanim, so You have in the article, he shows you the different Tzirufei Hashem for each Chodesh. And there's a very famous B'nai Yisrael which says that which the Chazal say, why do B'nai Yisrael daven the Einan Enim, and they're not answered? Because they don't know how to daven with the name. So he explains, davening with the name means the shame for the Tzirufei of that Chodesh. So now, of course, if Udvash Hayoyim Hazeh Hashem is supposed to depict and to suggest something about Chodesh Cheshvan, the question is obvious. What does Udvash Hayom Hazeh Hashem have to do anything with Chodesh Cheshvan? Right? Udvash Hayoyim Hazeh Havaya, what does that have to do with Cheshvan? Just also, by way of introduction, we've gone through an entire month of Tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah to Shemini Atzeres, which really began by Rosh Chodesh Elul. And the conclusion of this entire time period of Chodesh Tishrei is Simchas Torah. So if we stop and we ask ourselves, what does Simchas Torah have to do with the whole Simcha of Yom Noraim, Zman Simchasenu? It seems a little bit out of place. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Simchas Torah, and then we go around dancing with the Torah. So how is that really a moment which kind of culminates and is a conclusion and a climax of the entire Tkufa of Chodesh Tishrei? So one thing we can understand certainly about Chodesh Tishrei is that it is a very sweet month. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, we spend a lot of time in the Beis Medrash, a lot of time in Shul, and in the Sukkah. The Chazal say, Halavai Yisrael Adam Kalayayim, Halavai, that a person should daven all the time. Davening is supposed to be sweet, and if a person has a sweetness in davening, then Chodesh Tishrei is certainly a very sweet month. As a siman to that sweetness, of course, we dip the apple in the honey in Rosh Hashanah, and we continue to dip the challah in the honey throughout the entire Tkufa, until Shemini Atzeres, and those even go back, those who are Machmir, and that go all the way to Shabbos Parshas Bereishis. Of course, it's all a siman to the fact that Chodesh Tishrei is a very sweet month. And it's very hard to leave Chodesh Tishrei. Now, out of all the days in Chodesh Tishrei, which day is the sweetest of all the days? So the answer really is, although it's a little not obvious, you would not have thought this, it's really unconventional, is that Yom Kippur is that day. Yom Kippur, it happens to be the sweetest day of the entire Tkufa of Chodesh Tishrei. Of course, we know the Mishnah and the Tainis tells us that there are no greater days of Simcha on the Jewish calendar, like Tu B'Av and Yom HaKippurim. But that's regarding Simcha. But there's actual sweetness to the day of Yom Kippur. The Zohar says that of Yom Kippur, although the Torah tells us V'inisim B'snafshay Seichem, that it's a day of Tsar, it's a day of Inui, that there's no Achil and Shtia, the Zohar says that it's a day that asidin leis angaba, that it's a day that eventually in Yemos HaMashiach will be a day of tremendous joy, of tremendous oneg. And in fact, the tzaddikim, even nowadays, they have tremendous simcha and delight on Yom HaKippurim because it's not a day of a tainus, let's say like Tisha B'Av and Shavuos HaBetamos, where there's like, it's a refraining from. It's a day where a person understands who he really is, that he's like a malach, that he's higher than eating and drinking. The Ari says that a person eats and drinks from the tefillos of the day. So a person who's connected in that way, that he's an ish neshama, he has tremendous tainug and sweetness from the day of Yom Kippur. As a siman to that sweetness, we know that stam dvash in the Torah is not dvash dvorim, it's not, you know, honeys from bees, it's dvash, which is the tamar, which is dates. As a siman to that, although normally when it comes to shiuri achila, which are aser or mutter or require bracha achorana, we always say that the shir is a kazayis. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the shir is a koseves, koseves hagasa, which is a tamar, right? Because it's yisuvei daita, the Gemara says, that a samar is dvash. Even the shir achila of Yom HaKippurim, which makes it or breaks it, is a shir which is keneged dvash, which is the inyan of a tamar. In fact, the Gemara tells us in Yuma, towards the end, the Gemara says, misha achso bulmis, if a person has a certain episode of bulmis, ma'achilin oso dvash v'chol mina mesika, that we give him dvash to eat in the tainus, and it says specifically dvash, but v'chol mina mesika, shehadvash v'chol mina mesika me'irin ma'or eina shalada, that illuminates the eyes, it brings back a person's health when he eats dvash. In fact, the Gemara there tells us that the whole nimud, that how we know that there's an isra chil and shtiyah in Yom HaKippurim, that which the Torah says v'nisim b'snafshos seichem, is a reference to eating and drinking, is because we learn out from the man. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana nemar kan inoy v'nemar lahalan iloy. Now it says by the man v'ya'ancha v'yarivecha v'yachalta es haman, and it says also v'nisim b'snafshos seichem. So the whole nimud of not eating, refraining from eating Yom Kippur, is learnt out from the Mun. And we know from the Mun, the Torah tells us, V'ta'amai ketzapichis bedvash, that the Mun has a certain sweetness to it. So by fasting on Yom HaKippurim, it brings on a certain sweetness that the neshama has, which is a bechin of dvash, which a person is able to enjoy on Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur is a day which is magal of the inin of tzaddik for each and every Jew, that every single Jew is really a tzaddik, v'amech kulam tzaddikim. This is a bechina called tzaddik katamar yifrach, that a tzaddik is compared to a tamar, which is why immediately after Yom HaKippurim, we go to Sukkot, and the Torah tells us, ulakachtem lachem v'yom harishon, kapos tamarim. But the whole inin of Sukkot is to take a tamar in your hand. So we see that there's a string of events which really goes back to Rosh Hashanah. The Ari has a kavana on this with shofar as it relates to dvash, but this is not the time for that. But going from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, which is a day of tamar, to a day of Sukkot, which is taking the tamar, we see here how it is that there is a string of events where tamar, with this inyan of dvash, is at the center. As a remnant to this, it's very nice because if you like gematrias, dvash is gematria kippur. Gematria 306. So therefore, when you say Yom Kippur, it's the same thing as saying Yom Dvash. It's a day of Dvash. So therefore, going back to our Tziruf B'chodesh, Udvash Hayom Hazeh Hashem, Udvash Hayom Hazeh Hashem, this idea that there's a Dvash Hayom Hazeh Hashem, there's a day of Dvash in the Jewish calendar, which is a reference to Yom HaKippurim, it's pretty amazing that the gematria of Udvash Hayom Hazeh Hashem is the gematria Yom HaKippur. It's mamash the gematria Yom HaKippur. What this is telling us, obviously, is that this concept of Dvash, as it relates to Chodesh Cheshvan, is really something which goes back to Yom HaKippur. So what's the message? So we know that Yom Kippur, aside from being a day of Sicha Mechila Kapara, it's also a day that the Luchos Shniyos were given. It's a day of Matan Torah. And of the Torah, we say that it's Mesukim Midvash V'nei Festutim. The Torah is even sweeter than Dvash. One of the reasons why Mar Cheshvan is called Mar Cheshvan, as far as I say, is because every single month has some type of a day on the calendar or of which you could say about it that it's a special, unique day, whether it's a Yontev or even a Tainis, but Mar Cheshvan is Mar because it's completely void and empty of any Yontev, what's called a Yom HaDepigra. There's no day whatsoever in the month of Cheshvan which stands out as being a unique and special day. However, the idea, therefore, of Yom HaKippurim and Chodesh Tishrei leading into Cheshvan is that in a certain way, Chodesh Tishrei is a hachana for Cheshvan. It's a hachana for Cheshvan. That we bring out a certain sweetness in the Avodas Hashem which comes out on Yom Kippur and leads into Sukkot and Zman Simchaseinu. That at the conclusion of Tishrei, if we're where we're supposed to be when we come into Cheshvan and we sit down and we learn something in Chodesh Cheshvan, it's a time to dedicate ourselves to Liman HaTorah because there's after all no Yontif. It's a way where that sweetness of Cheshvan is able to ride, of Tishrei is able to ride into Cheshvan. Actually, it reminds me, those of you who have been here for Shavuos or will be here for Shavuos, you know there's a very famous Ne'ilas HaChag here, which is the what's it called? Show it that you mean it, Seder. Is that what it's called? Okay. So you'll see what we mean. That it's the show us what you mean it. Is the month of Cheshvan as it relates to Tishrei. That if you really dedicated to Hashem and it was really geshmak, so let's see what you mean in Chodesh Cheshvan. If the Torah is sweet and it's Mesukim Midnash V'Noy Fitzufim, that it means that Chodesh Tishrei was the way that it was supposed to be. The Mor of Hashemesh writes this in Parsha Shmini. He writes, V'haya Zayis Lahem La'ayis, the Tzadikim, they had a simon to themselves, Im Nitoisef Lahem Das Yoiseh, and Mechachin Chilishin Daraisa, Yoiseh Mibashar Chachin, that if they have more Chilishay Torah, more clarity of learning of the Matul Cheshvan, Oz Yedu, then they know, Shehisigu Behachag HaKadoshos HaYonos, that they know L'mafreya, that it was a good Tishrei. That they knew from Cheshvan, from the Limud, of Chodesh Cheshvan, how good the Chodesh Tishrei was as well. So with this we can understand as well why it is that Simchas Torah is the conclusion of the whole Tkufa of Chodesh Tishrei. Because we know that Simchas Torah is a Zman where we end the reading of the Torah for this year and we begin the reading of the Torah for the coming year. That it's a time of making conclusions and endings and new beginnings. So in that vein, Simchas Torah is not just the conclusion of the Tkufa, but it's also the beginning of a new Tkufa living into Cheshvan. That we're supposed to take all the Oros and all the Simcha and the Kedusha of the month of Tishrei and to make a Simchas Torah out of it. And according to that Simchas Torah that one has on Simchas Torah, that's already the bridge which will lead him into Chodesh Cheshvan to take that Chodesh of Tishrei and all the Simcha which moves itself into the Torah, and to sit and learn Torah Chodesh Cheshvan and to bring out that Simcha weiter and the Limud HaTorah b'toch that Simcha. Ariel put on the sign also, on the top, it says, V'hoirei neina b'sar secha v'dabit g'beina b'mitzvei secha. Just, I would be remiss if we wouldn't just speak about that just for a moment. When it comes to Limud HaTorah, in the Baruch of Ava Rabba, we make two tefillos, be'etzem, on Limud HaTorah. The first one, which is the one we're more familiar with, is V'seim b'libeinu l'havin or l'haskil l'shmoy l'limud l'lam y'lish v'lasa l'kaim is called v'yisam v'zizag v'yahava. And then we say right after that, V'hari inina b'sar yasecha. Because there's really two inyanim when it comes to Limud HaTorah. One is V'seim b'libeinu b'ina l'havin, that's the seichel in Torah. But the person is charged and asked to understand the Torah with his seichel. And there's also a siyata d'shmaya that a person has in learning, which is called V'hari inina b'sar yasecha. That our eyes should be illuminated in Torah. That many times a person could be sitting a miyagei and a sugya for 2, 3, 4 hours and not have anything. And then at times he could sit down and just for a moment he could be zeicha just like that to the entire sugya. There's a siyata d'shmaya in learning which is called v'hoyer einina b'sar asecha, to illuminate our eyes in Limud HaTorah, like David HaMelech says, galeinei v'yagvita niflos b'sar asecha, to open my eyes to see wonders in Torah. This is of course connected to the dvash as well. Like we said before, the Gemara told us shehadvash v'chol minim mesikam me'irin me'or einav shel adam, that it illuminates one's eyes. So the whole inyan of Cheshvan and the Siyata D'Shmaya we're hoping to have in Cheshvan is that through the learning of Torah, that it's not just a Limud HaTorah which is the same b'libeinu b'ina l'havin l'haskel type of a learning. It's a type of a learning which is called V'hari inina b'sar asecha mikoyach dat vash, which is me'irin einav shel adam. That's why there's two b'chinas in Limud HaTorah. There's the chalav and the dvash, like we said before from that pasuk, like Eretz zavat chalav dvash. There's the chalav of Torah and there's the dvash of Torah. The chalav of Torah is the same b'libeinu b'ina l'havin l'haskel. And that's connected Shavuos, which is the minhag is to eat chalav on Shavuos, which is the first day of the giving of the luchos. But the second giving of luchos, which is on Yom Kippur, that's in the har einenu b'sar yasecha. So you illuminate our eyes in Limud HaTorah. That's the dvash of Yom Kippurim and the inyan of har einenu b'sar yasecha. That's why immediately after har einenu b'sar yasecha, we say v'dabik, which is the dveikus, which is this sticky sweetness which dvash has. This can all be brought back to a Rashi in this week's parsha, without being Meirich. Rashi says that the Yonah would have brought back the Alizayas Befiya to Noah. He said to him, "You mizonosai mirurim kizayas v'yadu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo misukim midvash bidei basa v'dam." That I would much rather have something which is very bitter, like a zayas from the hand of Hashem Yisbarach, than to have something very sweet from your hands. What we see here is there's a concept of mar kizayas and masak kidvash. And this is really the correlation, without being Mayrach in the Indian so much, between Tishrei and Cheshvan. That Cheshvan is called Mar Cheshvan. Like Rashi says here, it's Mar Kizayas. It's very bitter, like a Zayas, the month of Cheshvan. But Tishrei is what's called Masak Bidvash. And when a person receives Miyad Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's much sweeter than even something very sweet from the hand of a Bas of Adam. So when a person is zeichet to an illumination in Torah, v'har inyina b'sar yasecha, which we should be looking forward to in the month of Cheshvan, so that mesikas in Torah, v'har inyina b'sar yasecha, will bring a sweetness, that dvash of Tishrei, Yom HaKippurim, into the mar kizayis of the mar Cheshvan. When you bring these two things together, this inyan of Tishrei and Cheshvan, on the one hand, you have the dvash of Tishrei, of Yom HaKippurim, and you have the mar, which is the zayis of Chodesh Cheshvan. When you bring the two things together, this inyan of dvash, and the inyan also of the mar kizayis of Cheshvan, you're really setting the stage for Chodesh Kislev, which is Chanukah. Because what is Chanukah? Chanukah is where you take a zayis, right? Which is the inyan of Cheshvan, but not the zayis for itself, not the mar of the zayis. You want the or from the zayis. You want the sweetness of the zayis. So this Chanukah, which is this zayis which produces an or, is really the combination of Tishrei and Cheshvan together. The dvash, which is the sweetness of that or, which is meir ma'or einav shel adam in Tishrei, coupled with the mar zayis of Cheshvan, which gives birth to the or ner Chanukah in the month, at the month of Kislev. So therefore, I guess the sign is quite appropriate, injecting sweetness into the month of Cheshvan, that it all goes back to that siruf with dvash hayem hazeh Hashem, that there is a certain sweetness which we can bring, which we can pull into Mar Cheshvan, which has its originations also in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has a way with the Koyach Hadvash Yom Kippur to create a tremendous sweetness in the month of Cheshvan. It's as we allow ourselves to be connected to Tishrei and to that Or of Tishrei, moving into the month of Cheshvan, we should be able to halavai take that sweetness of that Simchas HaTorah and the whole Kufa of Chodesh Tishrei and bringing it to Cheshvan and to be Zeichet, to that illumination of a higher Einenu Yisrael Sefer. Good Chodesh.